Wednesday, December 12th. Who's it for? That's a question that comes up repeatedly in Seth Godin's new book, This Is Marketing, about when you're marketing something. Everything really is marketing. or making a product or pushing a story or trying to get your word or agenda or thing or self out there. You have to ask yourself, who's it for? What's the smallest viable audience? Because everybody is impossible, essentially. And it makes a lot of sense, obviously. I've sung Seth Godin's praises on here many times. But it makes me think about, you know, myself in my own content creation world. Who's it for? Or what's it for? You know, I recently did a video on my YouTube channel, and which will soon be on my new website, about five reasons why I create content. And that is, you know, about the me side of it, right? Why I do it. The reasons that I think it's cool or fun or helpful or marketing tool or whatever. But it doesn't answer the question, who's it for? And that probably is what is a roadblock for me a little bit, because I'm not trying to be the fantasy football guy or the 90s hip hop guy or the extremely handsome dad guy or the digital marketing guy or anything that, you know, things I talk about. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just trying to be somebody who provides entertaining or educational or informational or funny content. So, you know, for the brands that we work with, it's pretty obvious. Like, you're selling a product, you're trying to reach this age, this gender, this demo of these means, and it's just very targeted. So in the who's it for question, I struggle with that from a Chris Heller as a content creator / brand angle. So think about what you're doing. Think about who's it for.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.